This is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Anne McLean, Senior Producer for Concerts and Special Projects at the Library of Congress.
And we're talking about the Library of Congress's concert series, which runs all fall long and I guess into 2022 as well. Before we get into specific events, overview it for me. You know, like, how long has the Library of Congress actually been doing a concert series? You think of the Library of Congress, you think, you know, more of a library style, but there's actual live concerts we can go to.
You know, we've been going for almost 100 years. The first concert was in October 1925. So this is year 97 for us. And ever since the very beginning, all our events have been free. And that's something that we are very proud of. We're so excited about this coming season and really looking forward to sharing it beginning on October 8th. It's a terrific lineup, and we'll have both virtual and live events this coming year. It's a really wide-ranging offering, and we have world-class artists performing classical music, great jazz, and special projects coming up that are featuring both dance and spoken word.
Great. Now, I know that you said some of the events are virtual and some are in person. Where do you actually hold the in-person ones? You know, if someone's, you know, hopping off the metro, walking there, parking, whatever, like where exactly in relation to the library are the concerts?
So the concerts are in the Coolidge Auditorium, which is part of the Jefferson Building, the Thomas Jefferson Building, that beautiful old building with the dome. We're right across from the U.S. Capitol. Those concerts, the live events, will start up in February. And we have this fall, everything will be online, and it's super easy access. I can tell folks how to get on there. Basically, you can watch everything that we're going to be talking about on www.loc.gov/concerts, basically just like libraryofcongress.gov/concerts.
Great. Sounds good.
We also have a YouTube channel.
Oh, great. Well, maybe we'll link to that too in the article. Great. Well, let's dive into some of the actual specific shows. So I know on October 8th at 8 p.m., you have something really cool called A Fiddler's Tale. It's by Wynton Marsalis. It's going to be a performance of that. Explain what exactly that is.
This is a show that it's a special program that brings together African-American players from some of the nation's top orchestras, plus the actor Nick Few and the conductor Damian Sneed. And the theme of the hour is musicians selling their souls to the devil. So it'll start out with the Igor Stravinsky, The Soldier's Tale, which is about a musician who does just that, who sells his soul to the devil. And then the Marsalis of Fiddler's Tale is a nearly hour-long piece, beautiful mixture of many styles, but classical music with jazz influence, of course. And in this one, the devil is a record producer. So it's interesting both musically and intellectually. The poet who wrote the libretto was the late Stanley Crouch, who was a major jazz critic. And you'll be able to see an interview with Wynton Marsalis with our colleague Kazim Abdullah as a sort of preview for this show. If you look online, you'll see a short interview with him and then also one with the violinist Ty Murray.
Gotcha. Cool. Sounds great. Now, I know also you have something, isn't Ralph Fiennes narrating something for you?
You know, we're so excited about that too. It's a beautiful, really sumptuous concert with a mezzo-soprano called Alice Coote. And the pianist is Christian Blackshaw. And Alice Coote, I saw this kind of startling quote about her. It said, her voice is like an all-terrain vehicle of awesome power, which is kind of a funny way to describe a singer, but she is truly a powerhouse artist. Gorgeous voice. So this is an all Tchaikovsky program, many different songs, and interspersed between those songs, Ralph Fiennes is reading poems by Lermontov, Fet, and others that were important to Tchaikovsky, things that he really related to, and also letters that he wrote to his brother, excerpts. And as you can imagine from knowing him as an actor, it's beautifully done. So if you like singing and if you like Ralph Fiennes, this is a concert for you.
Awesome. Well, I do like both of those things. So it sounds great. awesome. And then you were mentioning before we hopped on here that there is some sort of hip hop tie-in show.
We have a wonderful, truly spectacular dance and percussion event for our October 30th Founders Day concert. Every year we celebrate this because it's the founder's birthday, Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge, who built the concert hall. And this concert is so touching. It's got major performers, the Third Coast Percussion, a Grammy-winning group. It's a quartet of percussionists. They have conceived this show called Metamorphosis. And they have collaborated with fantastic dancers from Movement Art Is. Lil Buck, whom probably a lot of people listening will have seen, and John Boogs. These are the choreographers from Movement Art Is, and their motto is using dance to inspire change in the world. And this is a program that really reflects our society and current thinking about what art can mean in our time today. They work with dancers, and the music is dancers set to music by Jay Lynn, who's a very, very interesting electronic music composer and producer. You might have seen or heard about her two albums, which went very big. Dark Energy was the first one, and Black Origami was the second one. She's about to come out with a third one. But Lil Buck and John Boogs set music by Jay Lynn, Tiande Braxton, and Philip Glass, all through composed in one major, almost hour-long piece with these two dancers, Ron Miles and Quentin Robinson. It's really a journey of becoming. It's a transformative experience. The dancers relate to this music, and they bring virtuosic expression of these street dance styles in combination with classical percussion music. It's really extraordinary. And I do hope listeners will be watching this.
Awesome. And then, you know, maybe time for one more. Tell me about Hub New Music.
Hub New Music has, we are proud to be doing the virtual premiere of this piece, Requiem for the Enslaved. The story is about a story that many listeners might be familiar with, the story of the 272 enslaved people who were sold by Georgetown University to pay construction debts for the building of the university buildings. This has been a resonant story in the news for the past few years. Carlos Simon is the composer, and this is a beautiful, beautiful piece that is based on the movements of the Requiem, and the music is inflected with hip hop, jazz, R&B, the styles of our listening world today. And he's going to be the pianist for this performance, along with a spoken word artist you might have been familiar with, Marco Pave, and trumpeter Jared Bailey, with the members of Hub New Music. So this performance will be the first time people will have seen the complete work online. And it's very moving. I think that it is unique in my experience, this particular style. Carlos Simon is now in residence for 3 years. He's just beginning a three-year residency at the Kennedy Center. So you'll have a chance to see his work. People in the metropolitan area will be able to see his work for the next 3 years. And he's a very expressive, young, interesting composer. He won the Sphinx Prize for Excellence this past year, 2021. Earlier this year, he won this prize, and he's really very much in demand. And you'll see why when you watch our video.
Great. Well, sounds like a bunch of cool events. I know we only highlighted, you know, four of them. So head on over to loc.gov/concerts to check out all of the events. I guess in closing, you know, speak directly to our listeners. Why should they come on out here? You know, there's a bunch of concerts in town, but why do you think having the, you know, the ethos of the Library of Congress behind it is makes this extra special?
You know, we are really lucky to have one of the most famous and best concert halls in the world. And so just the experience of stepping inside the Coolidge Auditorium, which has superb acoustics, that's unique. Another thing I would say is that people laugh about this, but it's really true. We're one of the best kept secrets. You know, you always hear this phrase, the best kept secrets in Washington, D.C. We really are one. I think for a long time, people thought, well, you know, it's inside a large building. How do you get into it? What do you do to go there? How do you get the tickets? So it has a bit of a mystique, but we're on a mission. We want everyone in the D.C. metropolitan area to come and experience the concert hall and the music that we have on offer. It's all free, and we are really looking forward to sharing it with you.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us here for a fun preview. Again, everyone, it's the concerts from the Library of Congress now through, well, up into the new year. So check out the website and see all the good stuff. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Great. Thank you so much.